Coming up at the end of the school holidays in Nantwich, so we're talking Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of September, just in time before the kids go back to school, there's a great free family event happening down the road in Nantwich called the Nantwich Food and Drink Festival, and I've been loads of times, being a local boy to that neck of the woods myself. It's a fantastic event, and to talk about it, I've got John on the phone. How are you, John? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, and it's lovely to have some nice weather today.
Well, it's going to stick around, I believe, because I put an order in for some nice weather for the first weekend of September, so I think we're going to be all right, you know.
I think we are. We usually have been quite lucky, to be honest, with the festival weekend, and I'm sure it's going to be the same this time.
Tell us a bit about the Nantwich Food Festival. For those people who've never been, then I don't know why they've never been, what is it all about?
What's it all about? Well, it's something that's designed to attract all generations, and it gives people a chance to buy and look at and try different foods, visit over 200 food activities, watch and listen to celebrity chefs and local chefs as they demonstrate their cookery skills, to participate in lots of activities, to even have a sit down, have something different to eat, and listen to the music that we provide. So there's all sorts of things at the event. It's really designed to show off the best food that people can buy, and also to listen and find out more and learn from the chefs that do the various demonstrations.
So first of all, this is a free event, isn't it? So people don't need to buy tickets, they can just come and go as they please over the whole weekend.
Yeah, it's unique in several aspects. One, it's free. Secondly, it's held in the centre of Nantwich. It's not on an outlying field, so it's all hard standing, and thirdly, unlike a lot of events, it is run entirely by volunteers. As a consequence, it's people who run it who have a passion and want to make sure that everybody has an enjoyable time.
So what can you advise people to do? So what about the parking, and if people want to come out of the, from, for example, if you live in Wilmslow or Knutsford, you want to drive down to Nantwich for the weekend, where can people park? What's the logistics like?
The logistics, like, we have three park and ride locations located on the outside of the town. You just drive into one of those locations, whether it's Nantwich Town Football Club or on the south side of the Barony School, or on the eastern side we have the Barony car park. You just pull in, park up, hop on the bus, free of charge, and they take you into the town centre, and there you can spend as many minutes or hours as you like. I mean, the day starts on the Friday from 11 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and on the Saturday it starts at 9 and goes on till 7. So there's plenty of opportunity for people to just take the time and enjoy everything that the food festival has to offer.
And when we call it a food and drink festival, can we just clarify that it's not a boozy affair, is it? It's a very civilised sampling of anything you like and everything that you like and want to try.
We deliberately try and make it a family and community event so that all people can enjoy it. It's there mainly about the food, but also, you know, we appreciate that people like to enjoy their food with a glass of wine or try a craft beer or try a new gin. So, you know, people do try that out, but it is very much designed to encourage families and all generations. It is about a pure enjoyment of what food and wine and what Nantwich can offer.
Let's talk about what the kids can do as well. So I believe there's a fun fair there, isn't there, dotted around Nantwich?
Well, they have a fun fair, but we also have a dedicated kids activity area. We also have a special cook-along for kids where they can learn to do meatballs. We also have a town trail which the kids can participate in. So there's actually lots of things that children can enjoy and participate in. And of course, they just like sometimes just sitting down with their parents or family members or friends and trying the different foods that are on offer.
And also, let's talk about the entertainment that's on now. I know that Silk Radio, our lot, we're going to be involved with the two stages. What can people find on those two stages, John?
Well, we have the two music stages, plus we have a variety of entertainment in the centre of the town. on the two music stages, there'll be all genres of music covered. We'll have soul, we'll have classical, we'll have indie, we'll have rock, we'll have folk, we'll have 60s, we have 90s, and we have all sorts of music that people can join in, and I'm certain Silk Radio will ensure that people participate.
Yeah, we're going to have a right good bit of good fun on those two stages. John, is there anything else that we've not covered about the Nantwich Food Festival that you want to bring in?
Yeah, I think new this year, we've actually introduced the concept of a cook-along, where people can get involved, work with, alongside local chefs, and try and improve their cookery skills, so they can either have a go at doing a Greek vegetarian meal, or they can have a go at working with one of the select chefs on doing a Thai green curry. Or for those who have a slight interest in the alcohol direction, you can also join the cocktail masterclass. So this is something people may be interested in doing. It's great for them to be part of a small group and actually learn a few skills. So that's something new this year. The other things we have a quiet area for people who sometimes need to take time out. We also have entertainment on the Friday night, where we have sort of circus entertainment, we have bands playing, we have various characters dressed up walking around town, hopefully including Jessie the Cat. So, you know, there's a lot happening on the Friday night as well. That's the sort of key entertainment night, but also there's plenty of entertainment at other times. But the main thing we think is that people should just come along, relax, enjoy the ambience, try some different foods, buy some different foods. There's over, I would say, 200 food stalls, food on sale ranging from Chinese to Thai to Mexican to Spanish, so a wide variety there. But as you said, the main thing is it's free of charge. We think it's probably one of the very few free-of-charge food festivals within the UK. Also in parallel with the food festival, we run a food award scheme at which people can vote for their favourite food producer, food eatery, what they think is the best cafe, what is the best restaurant in the sort of local area. Voting takes place all the way throughout August and ends at the date of the food festival, and then there's a special award ceremony at the end of October at which all the people and organisations and cafes and restaurants who have been nominated for awards attend, and we find out who's been voted the best cafe, the best restaurant, the best in terms of customer service, the best food producer. And it's an eagerly thought out event because local restaurants and cafes are keen to see that they are supported by the local community, and this is in which way people can vote for them.
Well, we've covered a lot of things off there on this chat about the Nantwich Food Festival for 2023. John, where can people find more details if they want to know more about it and any other details on that?
Well, I can either follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Or they can try hashtag Nantwich Food Festival. Or they can visit our website, which is nantwichfoodfestival.co.uk. Here you'll find a complete listing of what the chefs, when the chefs are demonstrating, how you can get involved with a cook-along, and also who the exhibitors are and who's on the music stages.
Fantastic. John, thank you very much for your chat. And I will see you on Friday as we kick-start the Nantwich Food Festival on the 1st of September for that weekend.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it and getting you involved.